Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stu.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a
light. You shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Reach one, teach one. Take some, take that one. I get eat some. Rocking in my little tie. Yeah.
So, do you eat vegetables?
Tried some.
Yeah, what kinds?
Potatoes, like, French fries.
Oh, any greens or?
You ever tried any vegetables?
Carrot sometimes, but I haven't really got to greens yet.
What
they're
about
a bit
you,
nasty.
Jay?
No, never. Not yet.
Are there any you think you would try? Do you eat an onion?
No, definitely not, though. No.
What about you, Elisa?
A couple of weeks ago, I bit into a raw onion to see how I would feel about it, and I almost threw up, so I guess I don't like eating raw onions now.
French fries a vegetable?
That's just crazy.
French fries a vegetable.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
That was a bit.
Hello. Smile. We're back.
The onion thing was true.
Onion thing was true. I believe it.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We haven't seen y'all since last year.
It's been a while.
It's been that long.
Hello. We're here.
We're getting lethal.
We're getting lethal today. It's the first day of school.
We made our resolutions.
We did.
Have we?
And who are we all?
But yeah, who are we? I'm Jay.
I'm Danny. I'm sorry.
I'm Elisa, not Danny.
I'm Danny.
Whoa.
Wait, I'm Danny.
No.
Language.
Man.
This is Lethal Refresh. Damn.
Damn. And thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in.
We have tunes in store for you.
We do have tunes in store for you. Where are we today?
Oh.
Perhaps.
Today and always, we are occupiers of unceded, ancestral, stolen, I need to emphasize, occupied territories of the Musqueam people who speak the Hunkelmeenum language and are currently represented by the current Musqueam Indian Band, which their reserve is adjacent to UBC. So if you want to check out what they're doing, that's where you can find them. But we broadcast all the way out to the also unceded, also ancestral, also stolen, and also occupied territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people in the region has been colonially labeled as Vancouver. And in saying that, we stand with occupied people resisting occupation all over the world. Free Palestine, and welcome to Lethal Refresh.
Welcome. Welcome.
Meow. Yahoo.
I'm excited about the Ichiko track. Today.
Oh yeah, we have a lot of music. I figure we'll talk about like resolutions or ins and outs like a bit later, but we should play a little bit of music.
What's ins and outs, sorry?
What?
What's ins and outs?
Oh, just like things that should happen this year. Things that are I'm sorry. Don't do this to me.
That makes a lot more sense.
No.
What's sorry, in
I was
and
confused.
What's out,
I thought that was something.
Ins and outs.
I saw someone's in and out list said out is talking about brat, but in is embodying brat.
Why are we still talking about brat?
Exactly.
Can we leave that in
2014? Exactly, but you still embody it, is what the person was saying.
Yeah, leaving that in 2014.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's 2015 now.
We're making big moves,
I think,
everybody.
Brat and Indie Sleaze were a campaign invented by Philip Morris International to sell more cigarettes.
I think you might be onto something.
I think you're right. Yeah, you're entirely right.
I mean, they did do a really good job of making cigarettes look cool. So
they've always looked cool. No.
Whoa.
Well, we've got tunes for you today. We're gonna play three tunes. We're gonna play Onyx Iridescent by Burial Etiquette. They're from Thunder Bay. They're very cool. Love them. We're going to play, Elise Ronenfelt has an album out. We're going to play a song called Doomsday Child's Play. And then we're going to play a local band, Bloom Effect, Year Zero.
Go Bloom Effect. Didn't they play our shindig last year?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, they did. So we're going to hear from these people and then we'll be back. Goodbye. Meow. Meow. Meow.
No.
Hello, we're just figuring out a little thing. Ooh, hello.
Technical difficulties, but don't worry, have no fear. I'm behind the board here trying to fix this. We got a new system over the break, and it's a little different and a little funky sometimes, so... How's it looking, Jay? Tell us a joke, Ewan.
I'm now Ewan. I will tell a Ewan joke. What did the cat say to the dog?
Woof.
states of lust resemble control. Oh, how it quakes your silicon soul in the rubble. Washed in soap, spelled out and hindered from weight. The outcome's been held up in this doomsday its beak before it dries. Demanded a bite, but itching an ache. It's all to real and so hard to shake. A parasitic high. Cover me
BBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as Run for them life. When I step into the jungle, we offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM.
We shall now continue the joke from earlier. What did the cat say to the dog?
What
now,
did say?
Ewan, with the punchline of the joke, please be ready to laugh.
The cat says to the dog, No, wait, the dog says to the cat, you may have 9 lives, but for me, every day is precious. And the cat says to the dog, hey, man, get out of my face, man. You don't need to make me think about this stuff. I have 9 lives, man.
Wow.
Wow.
The dog then did a backflip.
Philosophers of our time.
You may laugh, call in, laugh through the
call
phone.
Call in and laugh.
You may laugh, but it's true.
Laugh to DMs at Lethal Refresh.
We also have a new member that's joined us.
Oh, hi. Hi. I just joined in. My name's Yaya. I came in here from class, and I need to eat lunch soon. I'm hungry.
Going through the Discord archives, one thing I found about CITR is that students have been coming here to eat their lunch and see their friends since the beginning of CITR.
That's not surprising.
It's awesome. The cycle.
Yeah, we gotta get lunch after this.
Yeah.
No vegetables, though.
No vegetables.
But does the potato count?
Depends
on what kind of guy you are.
It's a superposition. It's like quantum physics, but like a quantum potato. Yeah. You don't know until you look at the potato.
Hey, Ewan.
Why are yam fries so expensive? Ewan. I want to talk about that.
Ewan, shut up. Ewan.
Why are yam fries so damn expensive? It comes from the ground. It's a root vegetable.
Ewan.
Facts.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
What do you want this year, Ewan?
Philly cheesesteak, a blunt, and someone beautiful by my side.
Okay. What do you want? What do you want, Elisa?
What do I want this year?
What is N for this year?
I have $20 in my bank account right now, so a couple more would be pretty good.
Okay. Financial stability?
That's a good way of putting it. I would also want more knowledge. I'm gonna understand my courses. Did you say goth mommy?
No, what?
Wait, are we allowed to say that?
Guys. No.
No?
Probably not. It's illegal.
Oh,
I don't know.
Sorry.
No, those two words are actually against the rules. Those two words are against the rules.
In the guidelines specifically.
Well, I mean, that's what I want this year, guys.
I support it. What about you, Yaya?
I want romance this year. And, I want to go to the concerts that I want to go to this year. There's a lot of shows I want to go that are really effing sold out. So I want to go to them. I want to be there. I'll use witchcraft to manifest.
MJ Lenderman.
Are there anyone in particular that you want to go to?
I mean, top of my list is Fontaine's, of course. I'll be using witchcraft seance just to get in.
You could always wear someone, you could rob someone in an alleyway and wear their skin to the show.
Yeah, I could do the trick of like putting on construction uniform, just pretending to be like a builder and just smuggle myself into Commodore.
Or you could just walk in with confidence.
Oh yeah, true. That's always a good option. Yeah, just get up those stairs.
Yeah, I think you could do it.
Yeah.
What do I want in the new year?
What do you want?
I
want
to get into my degree program.
Yeah?
Which I can only do at the end of the year. I want to go to more raves. I want to continue upgrading my wardrobe and find more pretty boots and pursue connections that I've already made.
Awesome. Meow.
What about you, Jay?
I want to watch like trillions of movies.
Trillions.
Yeah. It's actually.
Can you get those letterbox numbers up?
We don't have to talk about that. But,
crunching numbers.
What do you think about, like, when you watch a movie with someone and, like, after the movie ends, like, the credits are just started rolling and they immediately pull out Letterboxd and review it that second? What does that make you feel?
Oh, I mean, I just leave. But, yeah.
I guess that'll be me when I go see Nosferatu tonight.
Real.
Oh, you're seeing it tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to the Norm. There's a screening at 6.
Oh, you're seeing the original.
No, not the new one.
Wait, what? No, they're showing the original.
They're showing the old one too.
No, they're just showing the old one, and then the Dracula from the 90s.
Yeah, like, oh my god, this movie just feels so old. Edgar's really going for the silent approach.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure they're showing. Okay, I'm gonna check Instagram later, but yeah, I think they're showing a new one tonight at 6, and then they're showing the old one later. At like 7:30 or whatever.
Okay. Well, I hope you have fun.
Yeah, I'm so sad I'm gonna be missing spit for that.
Oh, it's okay. We have spit. We have spit later at 6 p.m.
Yeah, we spit later
at 6. Is there a theme or an episode for spit?
I think we're just gonna be chilling today, but we'll see. We'll see later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you going to be there, Ewan?
I think I will be there. My class ends at 5, I think.
Okay.
If I don't make it, I'll be there in spirit, and it'll be fun. I wanted to go back to the concert thing. Do we have any other concerts that we're excited for? Because this is an awesome season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a bunch of concert tickets. Actually, I have one for the person we're going to play next. But
really?
Yeah, Ichiko Ioba.
Oh, at the Chan Center.
At the Chan Center.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Lucky Duck.
Wow. That's so nice.
That'd be so peaceful.
I'm going to go to Unreal City this weekend.
Unreal City?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be there the whole time because it's like Friday night and like all day Saturday. Or like I think the Saturday the first bands come on like 3 or something, but it goes to like 11 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Yeah.
That'd be pretty nice.
Yeah. I might go see a couple bands. I might go see La Lune again. That's always nice.
We love La Lune.
Yeah.
MJ Linderman's coming.
Yeah, oh, and I don't have tickets.
That's another one where I'm like, I don't have tickets. Crap to get in.
Resale tickets are like $275 right now.
I know one person that has a ticket.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How did that even... I mean, I know MJ appeared on, like, got a lot of, like, indie press and then also appeared on Jimmy Fallon.
Mm.
But, like, to be completely sold out is kind of, like... I don't know. I was kind of surprised.
I guess the venue's too small. I don't know.
Yeah. The hype is real.
The hype is real.
Gordy Grieb's coming. Avlov's coming. Jane Remover's coming. Frog is coming. One of my favorite bands out of Yonkers, New York, or wherever in New York. And their tickets are only like $26.
Oh, Mount Erie.
I think they're playing at the Rickshaw.
Yeah, Mount Erie's coming to the Rickshaw. Yeah.
Oh, Mount Erie's coming to Rickshaw, yeah. With the new album.
I did listen to that new album on the way
Night
here.
Palace.
Those trap hi-hats.
I know. It was like perfect. It was
at
like,
those
like,
hi-hats yeah. at 16. Oh, 16.
Yeah.
It's so foggy today.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Perfect. Opportunity to listen to that album.
Yeah, it got like really foggy on campus suddenly. But I mean, it was. It just moved here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we got tracks. Ichiko Ioba has a new song out called Flag. It's actually... It's from last month, but it's new.
She needs to stop releasing.
New.
I can't catch up.
It's new. Yeah. Well, we've got Flag by Ichiko Ioba, New Devours track called Sports Car Era, and then we've got a Satia track called Tendrils, and I love Satia. So, anyways, enjoy these, and we'll see you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Sagankala
I don't wanna go through life at a distance, squeezed out of the city and priced out of existence.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue. Looking for an audioscape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Qatari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
Hello.
Can you turn my headphones up, Jay? Or just headphones?
Jay, can I get some more in the monitor?
Some more in the monitor?
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Hello, we're back. You heard three songs. You heard Flag by Ichiko Aoba, Sports Car Era by Devours, and Tendrils by Satia.
I missed it because I went to the bathroom, but I imagine the Ichiko track was really good.
Yeah, but you heard the Devours track,
though. I did hear the Devours track.
That was really good.
A lovely
good.
Friend of the station.
Yes. I think there's the Devours album somewhere. Wait, I just saw that. Wait.
The My Chem one? Yeah. Ines brought it.
Wait, I just looked at the records. There's like three cheers for Sweet Revenge here.
Yeah, Ines brought it.
Yeah, okay, I figured.
Yeah. There's also Grimes. Oh, shit.
I think there's a copy of Visions.
Yes. Yes.
Cold Visions?
Cold Visions.
Oh, okay.
What's up, Drainer Nation?
What's up?
What if we just had a whole episode where we just played Drainer stuff? That'd go against everything because we can't. It's like doesn't meet any fair.
We could
play.
We
no
could
CanCon,
figure
no
out. Maybe I could figure it out somehow.
We could just do a fill in sometimes.
Yeah.
Does anyone sit in their car and eat their lunch and listen to Lethal Refresh? You think that happens?
So. If so, text your mom.
They like vape in their car.
Oh, I hope someone's vaping
and
in their
eat,
car.
They eat like a sandwich they made at home that's like peanut butter Nutella.
That would be my dream.
And they like scratch their leg and then they cough and then get out of their car.
You know those videos? Like text your mom if you've done this. Text your mom.
I hope there's people. Well, I know some people are listening. Hello.
Hello.
Three great tracks.
We've got more though. Wait, what were you talking about before we came? You suggested something.
What?
Gian.
Montreal based DJ remixing GNX.
Oh, okay. No
I just found it on Bandcamp.
I'm good. We do have tracks though, and they're very, very varied. Thanks. That's awesome.
We need to start playing sound effects into the mic again.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We gotta start hitting that again.
I've never heard of
We need to have a clown horn sound effect.
Well, I've got a comment on clowns in a sec.
Clowns?
Well, that was funny.
That in the middle of someone talking would be like perfect.
We need a soundboard.
I'll set up a soundboard on my computer.
That would be so good.
Yeah.
Oh my god. How I would love to hit a soundboard while on air.
I think a really good one would be like if we left the studio door open and there was like a really quiet like slip and fall sound effect.
banana peel.
No, literally.
I just love a soundboard. Like there's something so brain rot about a soundboard that I just love. It's so good, especially when it just happens like randomly, like someone would be having a serious conversation.
It will make me laugh. It will do it.
All right.
We've got tracks.
It'll work
though.
Every time.
It'll work every time.
What tracks do we have? Can I read them?
Ooh, yes.
What have we got?
Do you know Handsome Tiger?
No.
I'm just discovering Handsome Tiger now, but read that.
Oh, okay, Diva. Handsome Tiger and Anishinaabe Métis, also Métis, and North African music producer, DJ, hailing from Turtle Island and currently based in Vancouver, BC. And the background is the giant Landbeck mural from downtown Van.
Yeah.
That's chill.
But we're gonna hear a Handsome Tiger song. What are we gonna hear?
Kilowatt by Handsome Tiger. Ah, Jane Remover, JRJRJR by Jane Remover, and then
I'm gonna play one other one in between that.
And what might that be?
It's about clowns, apparently.
Oh my god. I'm so excited about this Jane Remover track.
I know. I haven't heard it yet, so.
Me neither.
I'm really excited.
Pretty dang good.
I really hope they don't remove Jane.
They shouldn't do that.
They shouldn't do that.
Also, she's coming to Vancouver.
When?
May.
In May,
I need to
yeah.
get tickets
after
for
Gordy,
everything.
Gordy Greep. I think it's like the 20 something, 26th maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're going to hear a song called Entry of the Gladiators. By Loose Affiliation of Clowns.
Okay.
So.
I need a sound.
Excited.
Hold on. I need a clown sound effect. I can't do this.
Okay.
A clown sound effect.
Okay.
What did the clown say to the man?
Why so serious?
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Thank you.
Back.
Now was that a Two Hollis track or a Jane Remover
track? No, that
track?
that was a Jane Remover track. That was
Don't
that was
be fooled.
Jared how do I say this? So it's a junior.
I said JR
That's how it starts. Oh Lord.
Oh my god. It's a shame Darius doesn't count as CanCon.
Oh my god.
He has a Canadian spirit.
Yeah,
because yeah, he does.
Can, do we? do people need to know that we're in SoCan Week? Does that is like no. a thing we announce?
No.
Oh, okay. Forget what we just said.
But we heard Kilowappa Handsome Tiger. We've heard Entry of the Gladiators by Loose Affiliation of Clowns, and then by Jane
by Darius.
Yeah, by Darius.
Wait, so the song with like the filthy tag, that was Handsome Tiger.
It was.
It was?
Okay. Yeah.
Because it sounded like Rumble by Skrillex.
It did. It did. I was thinking that the whole time. The whole time I was thinking that, I thought this sounds like that Skrillex song.
But I've been listening to Skrillex lately. I've been listening to his collabs with artists I like.
Yeah.
I've been curious.
Skrillex and Blade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Young Lean stuff. And then there was other ones that he's done with other people. I like the Pink Panthers one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Definitely. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Oh my gosh, is it over already?
It's over now. It's over. Also, I think Trudeau just like.
Yeah, we don't have a prime minister of this country right now.
Yeah, we don't got that anymore. But that's a problem for next Monday.
Next Monday, maybe we'll see where we're at with that next Monday.
Follow What's the worst that can happen?
Nothing will happen. Nothing at all. Nothing ever.
I wish I could vote.
Thank you for listening.
I think Chris should be up next. Chris Horrific.
He'll take you there.
Parts unknown.
Won't love find Chris. Those parts, but you will find joy and you love
will,
and songs.
They will be unknown. You
Chris
will find
will
songs.
Chris make a great prime minister. That's all I'm saying.
Chris
will make a good prime minister.
He's been taking care of you guys every Monday afternoon for longer than we've been alive, so you're in good hands.
Actually, as long as I've been alive.
As long as Yaya's been alive.
Yeah.
And I'm the oldest person here, so that's a lot.
Yeah, as long as Yaya's been alive, Chris has been here every single Monday, and he'll take good care of you.
He will take good care of you. Goodbye. We'll see you next week. Bye.
I forgot you were like...